Good afternoon, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A group of 22 endangered black-footed ferrets have been released at the site of the Pueblo Chemical Depot. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
There we go.
That's Depot Commander Colonel Rodney McCutcheon releasing the first of the ferrets onto the grounds. The U.S. Department of Defense property has been responsible for decommissioning World War II-era chemical weapons since the 1990s. That work was finished earlier this year. Now, about 5,500 acres on the east side of the property have been put into conservation, allowing for projects like the reintroduction of the endangered black-footed ferrets and other threatened species. The depot expects about 90% of the ferrets' diet at the site to consist of prairie dogs. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Housing advocates in Grand Junction are backing a new facility for unhoused residents. CPR News Western Slope reporter Tom Hess says the project follows the closure of a downtown city park.
The resource center will be open during the day with showers, bathrooms, and specialists to help those experiencing homelessness. Mutual Aid Partners Executive Director Stephanie Vasquez says the hope is to replace some of what the unhoused community lost with the closing of Whitman Park, but without the safety issues that factored into that decision.
Something that was really interesting for us was hearing from folks that hung out at Whitman Park that were actually happy that it closed. As much as we had our certain feelings about it as providers, the more that we had conversations with folks, the more that we found that there was also a continuum of emotions within our unhoused community.
The Resource Center has close to $1 million in funding from the city of Grand Junction and will open in December. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. Keep it tuned for The Daily. That's next, followed by All Things Considered at 4.